mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm here to tell you, in the past, cops were tough guys. And that's what they were known for. They'd make fun of people that used too much force. People that used too much force were run out of the force. Now, they tell them, just attack people, just shoot first, ask questions later. That's how they're trained. We're the enemy. We're all suspects. Until, you know, it happens to a cop's daughter or son when they're in another town, and then the cops get mad. But you kick the police dog when it's biting you. You get 40 years because you kicked an officer. But we're talking to attorney Stephen Bauer, and he's up in Indiana where the police tasered a young man who was choking. No drugs were on him, but they tried to make all that up and, you know, tried to test him for drugs, and, of course, no drugs in him. But then the lawyer, he held him over just for a few minutes. He was going to tell us a story of another case he heard of like this. Because I was telling the case of a manager of a Home Depot here in town, a friend of ours that we've done a show about. And, you know, he's been paralyzed for many years from the chest down. Gets pulled over, has hand controls on the steering wheel, and the cop goes, "What are those?" He goes, "I'm paralyzed, sir." He goes, "Get out of the car." And he said, "Well, I have to get my wheelchair out." The cop said, "No, get out now." We know this cop, he's since been promoted, big, giant guy who's got arms the size of Schwarzenegger's. You have to ask yourself why. he rages on him, drags the man, you know, short hair, whole nine yards, out by his hair, you know, those little shriveled legs, down the pavement, and starts slamming his head into the ground. This is the new freedom. But in the minute or two we got left, sir, you said you had another case locally with stuff like this. Tell us about it.
It was a situation somewhat similar. A kid became ill. He was at home. His wife called, and the police also showed up. The young man was recuperating from an industrial accident, and he had severely torn a rotor cup in his shoulder. And when the police showed up, he said, "Hey, I don't want the police here." And they said, "Well, we're here to help." And they said, "You know, we're going to take you in. You're obviously drunk. And put your hands behind your back." Well, he couldn't because of the injury.
Oh!
And, of course, you know what happened.
That shoulder's going to move, buddy.
Yes, and it did move. And he was in great pain.
My God! I mean, what is wrong with these folks? Every bully in school, every punk, every criminal that never got a record is now joining the force. I mean, I've talked to criminals. It's like well known. Hey, man, this is our time. We're going into the police department. The people above us are now crooks, and we're taking over. I'm sorry, folks. I have to say it. I mean, we're in deep trouble. And, I mean, you talk about every steroid head. I mean, I knew bouncers. I knew steroid heads at the gym. They're all cops now. Tattoos all over them, shaved heads. We're in deep trouble.
Well, Alex, that's not true across the board. You know that, but you're making a point, and the point is valid.
The bad ones are not being held accountable.
Oh, that's what I totally agree with you. And when in my situation, they continue to try to protect the officers, and once again, they continue to blame the young 17-year-old man whose only offense was choking on a hamburger, it makes no sense at all.
Well, I mean, I want to say this. I mean, I get pulled over by state police and their fans and let me go, you know, when I've been speeding, and they probably shouldn't. And, you know, cops come up and shake my hand. But I'm telling you, there is a huge class of these tough guy roid heads, and they're taking over the departments. And I'm not really exaggerating. I mean, I don't know about your town, but it's happening here. And these guys are scary. They're scary.
Yeah, and they're very, very scary, too.
Were these cops, were they that type, the bug-eyed type?
You know, I do not know. But, of course, that's something we're going to find out.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for coming on, and please, we'll keep in touch with you and have you back on as this develops. Sue them, and I hope you win $1 million.
All right. Take care, Alex.
All right. God bless. We'll come back with your call straight away at Donna News, and we got Lord Wadiwat coming on as well, so stay with us.
Hey, Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up momentarily at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We got Paul Watson joining us with his weekly update, which is always very intriguing and interesting, very intelligent individual. That's why I have him as the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to get more into homosexuals control Bush White House. That's the headline. They use blackmail and bribery as control mechanism. And we've researched this, and it's spot on, as they say, across the pond. We'll be covering that just in closing on tasers. Again, we have the case of a young man choking. The woman in the house was a registered nurse. He was choked on a hamburger. Took minutes and minutes to get the piece out of his throat. He was stumbling around. And again, I've saved someone who was choking, and they did this. After I got the food out of their throat, the big hunk of bread lady was eating at a restaurant, she was stumbling around. We had to sit her down in a chair because, they start to pass out, folks. And then they have... But no, they tasered him 16 times, tried to basically plant drugs on him. Turned out it was all false. No drugs in his system. Just on and on and on and on and on. And it's really scary. In America, this type of stuff is happening. But I'll say this. Why are they covering it so much? Number one, they're overusing it. I'm not against cops having tasers. Okay, if they're properly trained. But they're doing this because they're going to try to ban citizens having them. They've tried it all over the country. Just like they don't want us having guns. Areas run by the mafia like Illinois, New York, L.A., they come after your guns. Criminal gangs that control the police do not want their slaves being armed. I mean, it's just that simple. It's a criminal instinct to want your guns. Most cops aren't bad. Major polls 98% of police are against gun control because they know it makes their job tougher, and they know guns, and most of them are good. But there's a big percentage of police, not a majority, but a growing group, and they've got the support of the police schools, the police academies, that we're the enemy, we've got to be kept in line, we're bad, throw the book at us, get us into the system, and it's very, very, very serious. All right, let's go to your calls. Well, I just wanted to add this. You know, when Billy Hansen, who's a good friend of mine, been out to dinner with him, been to barbecues with him, Mike Hansen, who's done camera work for me over the years, his brother, on tape, tasered somebody who was trying to block the street and trying to push over motorcycles. When they did that and Billy tasered him for 4 seconds, Mike called me going, I've seen the video. The police won't release all their videos, but I know my brother tells me he didn't do this. And Billy's really nice. Billy, you know, actually got kind of demoted because he reported on police corruption. He had the cream puff, you know, easy job of Southwest Austin, you know, middle class area, no crown to speak of. And as a senior officer, he got put down to a bike job downtown in the worst area. But I tell you, he's lost about 40 pounds and looks great, so God has actually rewarded him in a way. He was getting a little bit tubby, kind of like I am, and he's not tubby anymore. But I said, no, Mike, I'm going to look at it. Well, I saw the newscast, and I saw this horrible creature who I'd had a run-in with in New York City, this black block anarchist type, who would run around, and I have him on tape, I didn't put him in the film, run around to groups I was trying to interview going, oh, he's a neocon, he's with them, don't interview him, he's bad, and getting in my face, and his people were throwing water on our cameras, and it's all on tape. Well, I turn on the newscast, and it's this guy. And the newscast goes, why won't you give us the whole tape unedited? Well, I'm just not going to do that. Well, we've since had a chance to see the police tapes, and clearly they were starting stuff with the cops. You got like 15 of them and hundreds of peaceful protesters trying to stop them. And you got to wonder whose payroll they're on. I've had these anarchists before threaten me, a different group of them, here in Austin during a protest, working with the cops trying to provocateur. So then we sided with Billy because we investigated. So I'm not saying that there aren't bad people. Just like they're bad individuals, there's bad cops. There are people that need to be tasered. There's people that assault cops, and it's better to taser them than shoot them. You know, they don't have a weapon. But I got pulled over one time for going 10 miles over the speed limit. And I had a white belt in the front seat next to, it was when I lived at home. You know, we're talking 15 years ago. And I got pulled over, and the cop, I'd gone to get my mom some frozen yogurt, and he puts a gun to my head. Starts screaming, get out of the car. And he apologized. He said, it's a white belt. I'm sorry. It looked like the scabbard of a knife. And I was just lucky he didn't blow my head off, and I was lucky he apologized. I was blessed. Because a lot of times, folks, I know people have had the same thing happen to them. The cop freaks out and goes ahead and beats you up because of the adrenaline rush and takes you to jail. So, I've almost had my head blown off. Folks, I've had a Glock cocked to my head. Get out of the bleeping car! I'm a block from my parents' house. Get out of the bleeping car! Get out! Get out! Whoa, I'm getting out. I'm getting out. And then he, get over here. Starts calling for backup, then goes in the car and goes, oh, just, sorry, look like I'm, just go. Just don't speed. And I'm just like, whoa, man, what is your problem? I didn't even say that. I just got in the car shaking and drove home. But nowadays they blow your head off, man. You're going to have a little gun planted, a little crack pipe planted, something like that. And, or even worse, they got hired killers on every major force, folks, through a CIA program. It's now been in the news. And one day these boys pull you over, and, well, Alex pulled a gun on us. And if that ever happens, folks, I didn't pull a gun on cops. In fact, I'll let it be known, I don't even carry a gun in my car. For the very reason that I'm not afraid to die. A few times when I've had stalkers saying, I'm going to kill you, I've put a shotgun in the car, but that's been years. And so if anybody ever blows my head off in a car, I didn't have a gun to begin with, boys and girls. But that's how they like to do it. And I know they got hired killers on the local force here. High-level sources. They've got some sheep dip, as they call it, former Special Forces troops here in Austin, on an anti-terror team. And I've even had these boys in a parking lot come up and threaten me. And I memorized one of the plates, had it run. It was the Department of Defense. They just told me. You know, I wanted to tell this story. This was about 5 years ago. I did a test. I got on air and I said, the FBI is criminal. You are criminals. You deal the drugs. Your crime labs are a fraud. And I said, if this isn't true, you come down here right now and come on air and say it isn't true. And it was obviously not a bad FBI agent. He shows up, clean cut, 6'4", short hair, dressed casual, you know, with an Izod shirt and slacks. He follows me out of the car and he just goes, you know, the whole government isn't bad, Mr. Jones. And he just walks over, gets in his unmarked car, and drives off. And it was FBI. And another time I did a test, I said, you know, we've got a team of people that are going to defend freedom. And I was talking about an info war. And the next night I was doing another TV show, and these guys get out, you know, just high and tight, rock hard, you know, the skinny special forces types. They walk over to me. You know, we're not all bad, Mr. Jones, but we want to know about this team you've got. You better watch yourself. Things can happen. I just said, hey, you do whatever you got to do. I defend this country more than you'll ever defend it. I go, you know your bosses ship in narcotics. And I got right back in their face, and they just got afraid and got in their vehicles and left. And I'm not afraid of you. You understand me? I'm defending this country from your narcotic-dealing, murdering, white slavery-dealing group of bosses. And stop lying to yourselves. Stop lying to yourselves about what you're part of. Stop it. And good cops out there, I know most of you are good, most of the military's good, stop playing along with this. All right, that's enough. I'll go to calls. John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi,
go
Alex.
Ahead, John. I've never told some of those stories I just told. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
You know, the last few days, the news media has been talking that gas is going up to $3 a gallon. In some states, it's getting pretty close right now. But the reason they said that it's going up is that China and India, that are emerging, their national economies are so strong now, they're in competition with us for the oil. But I'm sitting there saying, well, who built them up? Who's the one that took them out of the Bronze Age not too long ago, and now they're economic threats to us, and China, they're military threats? And it's the globalists. The globalist politicians and the globalist corporations.
Well, it's the same story. Who gives Pakistan the bomb? Comes out, it's Clinton and Bush. Who's buddies with them? Who do they help give it to? North Korea, China, getting all our jobs, all our industry, everything. They get all the UN awards for how they run their country. I've watched CFR meetings on C-SPAN where they say, China gets all the power, we're going down. I've heard them laugh on NPR that we're going to, they're doing it to us. They're globalist, folks. They're going to use us militarily to set up their world government, and then we're going to drop like a stone.
Alec, I never doubted anything you ever said because of the evidence is all over the place. I got a recent issue of U.S. News and World Report the other day, and I go through there, and there's four or five different articles talking about globalization, the coming globalization. The Houston Chronicle today had a talk about, had an article about Rick Perry's super toll road they're building across Texas.
USA Today today on PrisonPlanet.com says 4,000 miles, not true. I have the document, 6,000 miles. The whole country has 7,000. Every major state road, every major city, pure tolls, thousands of dollars, $1,855 per city, $2,000 to drive outside the city on average per vehicle. And they admit, they say it is a NAFTA superhighway to merge us with Canada and Mexico. Everything I told you 5 years ago from the documents, it's not like I was magical and just people go, are you psychic? No, the government documents.
They said in that article that all the other states' eyes are on Texas, because once, if Rick Perry can get this through, then we're all going to do the same thing all over this country.
And Austin's the heart of it. Every major road, 14 of them are going to be toll roads. 1,800 smackers to start. and 90-plus percent are against it, and the mayor and the rest of them that signed on to this, they just laugh at us. And they just buy more armored vehicles and more cameras and more machine guns. And they say, we don't care what you do. We've got men in black uniforms that'll eat your guts and ask for seconds.
And are going to strangle every small town and every part of the country.
You want to go to Kansas or Missouri or Oklahoma where they got it on 35 already? All these ghost towns, you cannot get off the road for 45 to 50 miles a stretch. They put up, we're talking 10-foot concrete walls where you can't even see the towns. You understand they block it? Folks, you wonder how they have the UN maps with all the areas we're not going to be able to go to? That's how they're going to do it. It's unbelievable. We'll be back.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
This is the future, a boot stomping on the human face forever. Picture the most wicked organized crime syndicate you can imagine. Then picture them in control of government. What would they do? Toll roads everywhere. Forcing children on drugs, Ritalin and Prozac. Then busting your children when they use the drugs they ship in. Militarizing the police, training them to hate you. Training them to abuse you. That's called tyranny, folks. It's the world norm. Freedom was the exception. And this is how they do it. They come in and tell the national parks, you're all going to lose your jobs unless we triple the fees to get in and restrict all cars. Okay. They tell the cops, you're all going to lose your jobs. The new superhighways, self-ticket and scan the vehicles point to point and mail them tickets. You're going to have to man checkpoints and search vehicles and do things like that to keep your jobs. Okay, we'll do it. know, that's how they shift everything. And it's not just Texas. It's going in Oregon, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Florida, all over. The governors are announcing, mainly Republicans, Democrats as well. Every major road will be transponder tracked and taxed, and we're talking masses. And they go, well, we need this for more highway funds. We're using 20 million barrels a day instead of 15 million like we were 5 years ago. The revenue's bigger than it ever was. They go, oh, but the hybrid cars, we're not making money now. It's not true. They've got plenty of money. But again, they'll cut benefits to the people and go, in government, see, we got to have it, and you all get behind it. It's a scam. They're going to give all our roads, I mean, almost all of them, at the beginning. They'll get all of them, I guess, later, but I'm talking 80% in Texas, that's their own numbers, are going to be taxed with readers scanning where you go and what you do on top of it. I mean, this is here, folks. And they have this unelected board made up of some elected officials, half of it isn't, and they just don't care what you want. 98% in polls in Houston, they're doing it in Houston, 93% in Austin in polls. We go to meetings and 1,000 people show up and they say, raise your hands if you're for it. Two people raise their hands. We catch them in all this bribery and corruption and nothing happens. And they say in USA Today, it's the NAFTA highway. We're going to have to pay for our own destruction. Total legalization of everybody from Latin America. A giant superhighway, 20 lanes. You don't believe me, it's in USA Today today, but I have the documents. 20 lanes, 10 lanes on each side. They're already building it. They were already building the toll roads before they even told anybody about it. Let's take calls here. I can't believe it. You help me. Oh, boy. Let's talk to Randy in Florida. Go ahead, Randy. And Caroline and Charlie and everybody else. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah. On Terry Schiavo, have you brought it up today? I haven't heard you mention it today.
Well, what's going on with Terry? The lady
The court had a hearing yesterday with her parents, and they made several motions, and supposedly the Division of Children and Families also was involved in the hearing as well on allegations of abuse. But
well, I mean, it's clear abuse. For 10 years, they won't brush her teeth or treat her for infections, or she can eat food, they won't let her have it.
There's an 800 number that people can call to file complaints against, which I did over the weekend, against Michael Schiavo for abuse and neglect of her. I'm not sure if the 800 number works outside of Florida, but they can people.
Well, I know they file a lot of them, but I mean, can you file it if you haven't even been an eyewitness? I mean,
yeah, anybody can call. I mean, anonymously and a report. You know,
you ought to be careful about that. It's a crime to make a false report, and if you didn't physically see it, I don't know.
Well, I called over the weekend, you know, and the guy took my information, and he didn't say you had to be a firsthand. Anybody can call.
Well, it's admitted they're not giving her treatment for infection, so I guess you can. That's been in the news. What's the phone number?
You can do it anonymous.
What's the phone number?
It's 896 abuse.
Well, that'll give them something real to investigate for a change.
Here's a Florida statute 765.309 says this.
Yeah, we've had their group on representing them, you know.
What group?
We've had the group representing Terry on.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard Randall Terry. Yeah, well, 765.309 in the statute says this. Nothing in this chapter shall be construed to condone, authorize, or approve mercy killing or euthanasia, or to permit any affirmative or deliberate act or omission to end life other than to permit the natural process of dying.
And the judge has said that this is about setting a precedent. She will die. Thanks for the call. I'm glad you're concerned about this, but we're fighting for her. We've been fighting for her for 3 years. We'll continue to fight for Terry. And they haven't pulled her feeding tube yet and pray for her. But, I mean, she's not in a coma, and the media tried to lie about that. I mean, she's wide awake, and there's questionable circumstances of how she got paralyzed. But, man, they kill people who are openly begging for food. May I please have some water, honey? It's been in the Wall Street Journal. They still kill them. It's been going on for a long time. Of course, you got this Academy Award-winning film where Clint Eastwood kills the girl.
Is she asking to?
And then they're selling it as something romantic. No, the state wants to get rid of people that aren't productive. Like Logan's Run or something. PrisonPlanet.tv, more of your calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv will now join us for the balance of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. We'll go to Caroline, John, Terry, and others here in a few minutes as well. Got a bunch of news I want to go over right now. And Paul likes to call me Hollywood Jones. Why? I have no idea. So I've given him the nickname, he doesn't like Lord Wattywatt. He likes DL. He's from the Enchanted Isles, over there where they have the House of Lords, and where they're lordly, so we're going to call him Duke Lordly, or DL for short. All right, now I'm getting you back, Paul. Welcome to the airwaves, my friend.
Good to be on, Alex.
And why do you call me Hollywood Jones, Paul?
Because you like to hang around with top Hollywood celebrities in your spare time.
I do not hang around with top Hollywood celebrities in my spare time, Paul.
That is not true.
I do not seek them out. I've been in a couple movies, and that doesn't make me Hollywood Jones. All right. So.
I don't hang around with lords either.
Huh?
I don't hang around with many lords.
Yeah, you know, Duke Lordly sounds good.
Well, yeah. Okay.
DL, henceforth known as DL. All right, I'm sorry, Paul. You know it's fun. I just want to do this on air. I'm trying to have some fun. I'm done with the documentary, and we're sending the DVD off to be done now. Again, the VHS we're offering right now, folks. I didn't want to wait, and a lot of people are ordering it. The VHS of Martial Law, of course, you can watch it. That's done now, too. It'll be shipping out at the end of the week, so you can order that now. It's been on PrisonPlanet.tv since last Thursday. Paul Watson, you've had, and I want your honest, just like I said to you this morning, I want your honest response to martial law, 911, rise of the police state, and then tell us about some of the reviews we've gotten.
Well, my honest response is, as you mentioned before it was released, it's your best work yet. And all the reviews that we've got through the website, which we've been asking for, say the same thing. I mean, we could be, you know, accused of filtering out the bad reviews by not posting them or whatever, but the fact is that I haven't received one bad review yet. The best part of it, in my eyes, is the section where you expose the self-proclaimed extreme left and extreme right, because you're there talking to babbling communists who seem to be on a different planet altogether. And their only comeback to whatever you say is, you know, that Stalin was good and that they wished he'd come back to kill you, which is pretty scary in light of the fact that this recent poll said 40% of Russians did want a new Stalin. And then those are under the same deception on the flip side of the coin, the hillbilly neocons with the trust Bush, love Jesus signs with bombs all over them. So you expose both sides of the false equation. Going back to the pocket commies, the people who refused to speak to you and referred you to their spokesperson, you know, people have to understand what we're seeing here. These people couldn't string two sentences together on what they were actually protesting for or against, because, as you've elaborated on in the past, the whole thing's a fashion fad for them. Many of them will have woken up to the emptiness of, you know, the mainstream types of popular culture that people attach themselves to. So they try and attach themselves to the opposite brand of the same poison. But as we know, it's just as hollow, which is why when you talk to them, they don't have any facts. They can't talk about any specific topics. It's just...
And I was very polite to them. I mean, I walk up to these communists with this giant communist banner, and I go, tell me why you're a communist. And they start saying, we wish Stalin would kill you, you're bad. They tried to tell the crowd I was being nasty to them. And that's just 5 minutes of a two-and-a-half-plus-hour film. Then we show kind of the neocons, how wild they are. Just this giant, so we show the police state, the hover blimps, we're being threatened with arrest. You know, that's just the first 30 minutes of the film. Then, Paul, tell them about part two.
Well, yeah, part two, you get into the 9/11 stuff, which is great because you're literally there on the ground showing the physical aspects of what happened on 9/11, the relation of Building 7 to where the Twin Towers stood. Further away from the smaller buildings closest to the Twin Towers, which didn't collapse. So for people to see that, you know, face up, the actual physical relation, along with the lie that we're meant to believe that this Building 7 collapsed on its own, after the fact that this building in Madrid, which burns for 2 days straight on almost every floor in the upper portions, remains standing. So for people to see that, gives you a crystal clear perspective on exactly the nature of the cover-up.
And, of course, we have the Silverstein clip, and but we just spend about 10 minutes on Building 7, then we go to the FAA tapes being shredded, NORAD standing down, the drills, we get into where all the Bushes were on that day, meeting with the Bin Ladens, running security on the buildings. We get into then basically what happened on 9/11. We spell out how they carried it out, and what actually happened, and that's an hour. That's an hour long. Then we spend an hour on the elite's mindset, their driving ideology. Tell folks about that.
Well, yeah, you talk about, again, the occultism, why the elite are into all this in the first place, what drives them over and above financial and political interests. Obviously, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the drive for him to be the next president is covered in debt. And then it's rounded off after that. So it is basically in three parts. You get into the Nazi ties with the Bushes, interview with John Buchanan, who blew the whistle off that with the documents, with the London Guardian articles. And so we're going to be taking clips of all the key stuff and putting free segments on the web. So, you know, even if you can't afford to buy the video or subscribe, you'll be able to watch some key clips. And that's important because people who are coming in from the cold, from the outside, who don't know about Alex Jones or his films or InfoWars or Prison Planet,
Or they don't know about DL.
Or DL. We'll be able to give them a taste and pique their interest, so they'll research it further for themselves. So those three segments will be going up over the course of the next week.
Absolutely. And people, look, I'm really proud of this documentary. Do you have any of those reviews in front of you? Why don't you read a couple of them, Paul? And then we'll cover some other news and go to calls.
I can certainly take a look, just a second.
I mean, there's a whole giant, 20 pages of them so far. And, again, if you want to watch it, if you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, or when you get your copies in the mail, if you don't like it, write your review of it. And your review can be 2 lines long or 20 pages long. And we're posting all the reviews as long as there's not a bunch of profanity. But that's all going up on the site. And really, folks, this film, we show how the Nazis in 39 had a big rally, the Bund, in Madison Square Garden, and we cut to Arnold giving a speech there. I mean, it's just got all this different powerful stuff in it that'll blow people away.
Yeah, we've got several reviews here. A harrowing but fascinating tour of New York after 9/11. Paranoia is everywhere, and the Gestapo, the Fourth Reich, the militarized police are everywhere with machine guns arresting people without reason. You can finally visually see how the New World Order is affecting the lives of the people in the film, and which is soon to be the rest of it, a must-see documentary. I've seen all of Alex Jones' films. Like he said, Martial Law is by far his best work yet. Martial Law depicts vividly what is happening in America, and as usual, Alex captures this perfectly. Again, people saying it's the best documentary so far. Alex Jones does it again, slicing through the hardened shell of ignorance and misinformation. He boldly exposes the rotting core of the military-industrial complex, the global elite, and the New World Order puppets. Watch this film and help Alex pull the founding documents, Your Future and the Hope of the World, from the New World Order shredding machine. So, I mean, we've got at least 20, 25 already, and that's just from the emails I got yesterday. So we are encouraging people to email their own review, whether it is a few sentences or, a few paragraphs.
Yeah, and if you want to write an article about the film, because, it's important to get your views on the documentary, if you want to get a copy of it, a hard copy of it, the film's done, being printed up right now, it'll be shipping out by Friday or Monday, the latest, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order a hard copy via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Card, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about a minute to sign up. Create your own private security pass into the secure server to watch all my films, dozens of other films, the new film, my book, Paul Watson's book, my best audio interviews, my weekly TV reports. It's ridiculous what you get for 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. PrisonPlanet.tv. High bandwidth, low bandwidth, for dial-up, for DSL, for cable modem, everything you need, it's right there, PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul, Caroline has been holding for 45 minutes, just hung up. I want to get to a few of these calls that they've been holding so long. Then I want to get into, it's breaking mainstream news now. Homosexuals control the White House is the headline. I want to get into that. I want to get into the globalists killing Italian agents. I want to get into, what's some of the other news you want to talk about?
As you mentioned, first and foremost, the botched assassination attempt of this Italian journalist. We need to go into that in depth. And the more on the Popular Mechanics hit piece, because they're still out there peddling their lies in mass media on the back of Ben Chertoff being the cousin of Michael Chertoff. Surprise, surprise. So we need to talk more about that. And then, whatever the callers want to throw up.
It's kind of scary to have the close relative of the Homeland Security Director viciously attacking me all over national radio.
Well, I mean, I'd put it in the same category as the Gannon, the Armstrongs, all of them. It's paid for government propaganda. There's no differentiation. And they're still all over the media peddling this, refusing to answer the key questions, which you've begged them
to. And then saying, I'm afraid to debate them, when for weeks I've been calling them, saying, come on my show.
Yeah, I mean, they're still attacking people left, right, and center, but those people who put forward the key questions, which weren't covered in the article, don't get a voice. But these people are all over mass radio, mass television, still peddling this.
Well, that's because we're having a victory, Paul. Let's talk to who's up first here now. Charlie in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Charlie. All right, you're not there. Okay. John in Alaska. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
One thing that nobody's mentioning are a couple of things. I originally grew up in Indiana in the Midwest, and growing up, you're talking about that superhighway that's controlling. Well, I spent 9 years in the United States Army. I kind of got paroled from the Army, I always say. I got ETS in 1997, and I was in the infantry, and one of the tactics that we learned is if you want to attack a military, one of the first things that you want to do is cut off their supply lines. Well, one of the things I have been witnessing since I was a little boy growing up in the Midwest was government officials representing, you know, government-controlled companies coming onto farmland and telling farmers, okay, we're going to pay you not to farm. And then they have them store grains of, you know, bins of grain that just sits there and rots, and they pay the farmers, and then it's illegal for them to touch that food while they got people starving to death. And then I come up here to Alaska, and I watch how government is literally regulating the fishing industry out from under the people that make a living doing this.
Well, and then the Japanese trawlers and the Chinese trawlers and the Dutch trawlers, nobody stops them. And let me add something to this. This is important. The NAFTA corridor highways, all of them, they are going to block off the cities and businesses along the highway. They've already done it out of Oklahoma into Kansas. And you can drive for 100 miles every 50 miles. You might be able to exit, and you see all the ghost towns off to your left and right. They build gas stations in the middle of the highway, and everything's dead, and this will kill all the rural areas. And this is in their own plan, and now it's in USA Today, and they're going to have 6,000 miles of toll roads in Texas alone, people. I don't think they understand what we're dealing with, John.
No, I admire... You know, like they did Farm Aid to help the little guy, people like John Cougar Mellencamp and all
Nelson.
Those guys that founded Farm Aid and did all that. Well, a lot of people didn't know the inside scoop on that. It was that they understood something that the general public didn't know, unless you grew up in a farm. and then I come up here to Alaska, and I understood why they did the co-ops and things, you know, to try to combat some of these things. And then I come up here to Alaska, And I go to places like Cordova, Alaska, and Ketchikan, and different places. And
it's all about centralization, getting you dependent, getting you into the psychiatric system, the welfare system, or the criminal justice system. It's about institutionalization of the entire population.
Exactly.
A giant plantation. A giant reservation. The same tactics. Thanks for the call. Paul comments.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about these toll roads and highways, they're basically checkpoints.
And they're doing that in England now.
Oh, yeah, and all the British people are calling for it. They love it. I mean,
not true. In Scotland, they just threw it out.
That is a good point, actually, in some of the Scottish cities.
But you're right. I mean, in London, the people are, so you're right.
But, are we going to be able to even get our cars out of the driveways with these biometric facial scanners which decide if you're too tired to even drive in the first place?
And that's going to be going in Toyota, Saab, everything in the next 2 years.
And then you have cases with the GPS tracking where police have just randomly fitted these to vehicles to track people under suspicion, not even under any charge. And then with these toll roads, which, as the caller mentioned, and as you mentioned, section off entire farming communities and cities and towns, whereby farmers, you know, will have to drive 80, 90 miles up the highway just to get the exit onto the other side of their farm.
And then no one can exit to their town. I mean, it is blasphemous.
And as the USA Today piece said, no consultation, 90-plus percent of people against it, but they're just going to do it anyway. It's going to take 50 years, they say, but I'm sure, you know, by that time...
That's not true.
It,
5 years ago, they were already building it all, the toll systems onto the roads. They already put up the readers. It's going to be here in Austin in 2 years.
Well, that's how long it took them to get it into London, which is, you know, the biggest city in England, obviously. So, again, that 50-year figure seems to be pretty off.
Well, they say that to make people not understand what's happening.
Yeah, and they say it to make people think, oh, well, 50 years, you know, I might be dead in 50 years, so why should I bother standing up?
No, Rick Perry's plan is that within 2 years, every major state road, folks, you'll be automatically debited out of your account as you drive.
Yeah, which means an automatic transponder on your car, which means GPS tracking, which
listen,
means control
listen,
of mobility.
I'll have to pay $2 to go to the grocery store. There will be two gas stations I can get to and two restaurants without going on a toll road. No grocery stores, nothing. To go to work every day, I'll pay $2 to and from. And that's if I just use one road. Well, that sounds like freedom, Paul.
Well, exactly. I mean, Cole mentioned the government buying out the farm owners. And that's exactly what Stalin did, you know, these state-controlled plantations where the government controlled everything. It's what the EU's trying to do in Britain with their farming policies and things like telling the fishermen that they can't fish for cod. There's a cap on fishing, and they dictate, you know, when they can go out and fish. It's all about centralization.
But the big corporations, they get the green light. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Terry, Ken, Bill, Jim. Is it Harvey? Others, your calls are coming up in the next hour, early in the next hour. Paul, I want to right now, before we get into CIA attempted assassinations and troop assassinations of journalists and others who turn out to be government officials tremendously, We know they've been killing reporters. I mean, we have a whole section of mainstream news where they admit they target and kill Russian reporters. I want to talk about all these articles like this one. Homosexuals control Bush White House with this Gannon character and just all of these mainstream reports of the male prostitutes, the underage prostitutes, all of this going on and how this is a tool of control. Why do you think they're letting all this come out now?
Well, it's because it compromises people, basically. This Gannon thing is being kept quite well under wraps for the scandal it really is. I mean, the White House giving people press credentials so they can throw softball questions at Bush.
Yeah, mainly they kind of, they don't even cover that. They just say, how do we get fake reporters? Oh, it's the alternative media. See, they're fake when, oh, look, he's a blogger when he's paid by the White House.
Yeah, and they tried to, when it happened, they tried to define journalism itself by saying that, well, if somebody calls himself a journalist, writes a blog, then they're a journalist. But before this Gannon thing broke, they were calling for clamping down on bloggers and journalists who did that. So they just flip-flopped between the two different definitions.
Well, I saw CNN and The Daily Show and a couple others, and they made fun of the alternative media. This isn't alternative media. This is a government op. The question is, why was he in there? And the answer is that the top reporters are homosexuals, they're gay, because they use this on each other for inside info. And everybody knows, major books have now been written about, you know, one of the biggest, quote, internet journalists and his taste and how he gets his information. But this Gannon goes a lot deeper, and now we learn that Hunter S. Thompson was working on a story about this when he died.
Well, exactly. So the question becomes whether Gannon himself will be conveniently suicided, as others before him were.
Yeah, now they're claiming he's going to do a book, but I think that he may put out disinfo that's discredited on purpose, then covering up all the real scandals.
Well, yeah, they're going to use him as a steam valve, much like the journalist who released the so-called Bush tapes with a steam valve. The real story is why he was in the White House in the first place. Everything that will follow, now that this has been made public, will be a steam valve to say, you know, he had inside access. So what?
Well, I'd say 80% chance it's a steam valve, a disinfo, 20% chance he's being protected by another syndicate. This is being used as a blackmail op.
Well, yeah, and obviously if he isn't being protected, then we will see the results of that. If he's become a loose cannon who's got information which could bury certain figures in the White House, then he will be taken care of. That's obvious, but people have got just as much information on him as he's got on them, probably. So
we need to take that 1989 headline Washington Times underage callboy ring out of the White House, midnight tours of the White House. We need to post that original article with all these articles, kind of create a section on that. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
And
well,
now we've got this Moscow Gazette Russian paper saying that Gannon's a
Your phone just cut out. You still there? We'll have to reconnect. We lost our connection across the Atlantic Ocean to Paul Watson. We'll start the third hour, get into all this other news, and believe me, there's a lot of it. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Don't forget my new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State is out. 2 hours, 35 minutes, my best work by far, by leaps and bounds, by light years. We're really proud of the film. Got a bunch of other discounts still going on the other films. Call toll-free, 1-888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us, third hour, 70 seconds away.